The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention today added 11 states to the list of those where the flu is widespread. That brings the total to 24. The early and intense outbreak has caused a run on flu shots in some places. This afternoon, the CDC said it had located 250,000 additional shots for states to use, and there are still 3.9 million doses of a new kind of vaccine. It's called Flu Mist, and it's sprayed into the nose. This is Flu Mist's first year on the market, and so far it has been an expensive flop. But the flu scare could change that. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
How much would you be willing to pay if you could get vaccinated without the painful prick of a needle? The makers of Flu Mist were betting that a lot of people would be willing to pay a premium price, up to $80 in many markets. Doug Petkus is a spokesman for pharmaceutical maker Wyeth, which markets Flu Mist for the biotech company MedImmune.
Our research showed us that of all the hundreds of thousands of people and millions of people who avoided getting a flu shot, 30% of the time the needle was the cause for that aversion.
Wyeth launched Flu Mist in September with primetime commercials that showed the flu is serious business. In this commercial, a group of good-looking, obviously well-to-do 20 and 30-somethings are about to make an important business presentation until they're derailed by the flu.
Anyone heard from Ed?
Last night. He said he was feeling better.
That's good, because this is his presentation, and it could really put us on the map.
Ed just called. He's still got the flu.
Who would replace you if you got the flu?
Flu Mist was approved by the Food and Drug Administration just last June. Biotech analyst Phil Nadeau of SG Cohen & Company says Wall Street had high hopes for Flu Mist, but he says it became clear early in the vaccination season that Flu Mist wouldn't deliver.
It seemed like patients weren't willing to pay the premium price for Flu Mist, and when that became evident to Wall Street, we and others cut our peak sales estimates for the product.
Nadeau had forecast that MedImmune and Wyeth would sell $200 million worth of Flu Mist this year. He slashed that estimate to just $8 million. There are many reasons why Flu Mist has been a bust. Price is an obvious one. So is the fact that those who are most at risk from flu, the elderly and the very young, can't use Flu Mist. The Food and Drug Administration has approved Flu Mist only for those between the ages of 5 and 49, and only if they're healthy. But now Flu Mist's fortunes may be changing. Wyeth spokesman Doug Petkus.
Activity and orders have picked up over the last several days, and we would probably attribute that to the unfortunate shortage of the injectable product across the country.
Indeed, most of the 83 million doses of the injectable vaccine have been used up, and government officials, such as CDC Director Julie Gerberding, are pushing Flu Mist as an alternative. Here's Gerberding speaking about the vaccine shortage at a teleconference for reporters on Tuesday.
Remember, again, there's also Flu Mist, the intranasal vaccine that still is available, and that's something that's certainly an option for people who want to help us retain the injectable vaccine for those people who are at high risk from flu complications.
Until recently, MedImmune and Wyeth had sold only 200,000 of the 4.1 million doses they manufactured this spring. Analyst Phil Nadeau of SG Cohen says now it looks like they could sell a lot more.
There are 2 or 3 weeks left in the vaccination season. It's not impossible or it's not implausible to see Flu Mist selling, 2 million doses or 3 million doses.
MedImmune stock has gained about 20% in recent weeks, but it'll take several more years to determine if Flu Mist will be a success. That will depend on whether enough Americans are willing to pay a premium for a vaccine that goes up their nose rather than into their arms in normal flu seasons. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.